Every multi-location business has one. The golden location. The store that hits targets effortlessly, has amazing reviews, rarely loses staff, always feels busy, and somehow survives chaos better than everyone else. Head office loves talking about it. We all need stores like the performing one at Chermside. Meanwhile, every other location is quietly thinking, fantastic, helpful, thanks. And here's the big question nobody asks enough. Why can't you replicate your best location? Because if one location consistently outperforms the rest and nobody can fully explain why, you may not actually have a scalable business. You may simply have one standout performer carrying the entire system. And today, we're unpacking why top-performing locations are often dangerously misunderstood, why success frequently lives inside people and not systems, why other stores never quite catch up, and what businesses must do if they actually want scalable consistency. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Now let's discuss the myth of best practice. Here's what actually happens. One location performs brilliantly, so leadership says, let's copy what they're doing. Sounds logical. But then the other stores try it and the results don't match. Frustration grows. Everyone gets confused. Why? Because businesses often copy visible behavior instead of invisible systems, meaning they copy promotions, store layouts, social media posts, sales tactics, but miss leadership quality, team culture, staff energy, local relationships, customer experience consistency, operational discipline, all of these things. That's the hidden stuff. And the hidden stuff is usually what drives the performance. So let's talk about the real issue at play here. Because often the best location succeeds because of one exceptional human. A manager who leads brilliantly. They motivate the staff. They handle customers beautifully. They solve problems quickly, effortlessly. They build local relationships naturally. They create accountability without drama. Basically, the business equivalent of duct tape holding the whole operation together. What's the problem with this? Well, that performance lives inside that particular person, not inside the business. Meaning, if they leave, performance collapses. Now, this is one of the biggest scaling mistakes in multi-location businesses. They mistake individual excellence for organizational capability. A scalable system means average performers can still produce strong outcomes consistently. That is real scale. But many businesses secretly rely on hero managers, superstar franchisees, exceptional staff, overperforming individuals to compensate for weak systems. It's like owning one incredible chef and thinking you've built a scalable restaurant empire. When that chef leaves and suddenly customers are eating sadness on a plate, that's where things can get really tricky. Because why? A culture, that's pretty hard to document, right? And often the best locations have better energy, better communication, better accountability, better leadership habits, better team morale. And customers, as soon as they walk in, they can feel this immediately. Because you can walk into some locations and instantly think, yes, this place is switched on. Others, they feel emotionally fluorescent, flat energy, disengaged staff, operational autopilot. The challenge is that most businesses try scaling processes without scaling culture. And culture is often the real performance multiplier. This frustrates leadership constantly, doesn't it? You ask, why can't the other stores just do what the top location does? Because performance isn't just information, it's execution consistency. And execution depends on leadership quality, training systems, team capability, motivation, communication, accountability. You can hand two locations the exact same playbook and still get wildly different results because systems don't execute themselves, humans do. And you know what's fascinating? Most multi-location businesses think their challenge is getting all locations to perform better. But often, the real challenge is extracting excellence from people and turning that into systems. And honestly, this is one of the biggest things we help solve at the Marketing Factory, because scalable growth is not hoping every location finds a superstar manager. It's operational consistency, marketing alignment, leadership systems, training frameworks, customer experience consistency, brand culture replication, multi-location accountability. So whether you're a franchise network, a healthcare group, a retail business, a hospitality brand, or a growing multi-location company, we help businesses brand scalable systems where success becomes repeatable instead of personality dependent. Not hero manager business, not chaos disguised as culture, not hoping one great operator saves the month. Some real systems here, real alignment, real scalable growth. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, honestly, one location carries our entire network, book a strategy call with me and all connect on LinkedIn. Now let's continue, because this next part I want to talk to you about explains why top performing locations can actually become dangerous if businesses misunderstand what's driving that success. And here's the uncomfortable truth. Sometimes standout performers hide broken systems, because leadership sees strong results and assumes the overall model is working. But meanwhile, behind the scenes, processes are inconsistent, staff are overworked, communication relies on personality. That knowledge simply isn't documented anywhere. And so therefore, that success isn't transferable. The superstar operator compensates for all the weaknesses until they burn out or they leave. And then the truth gets exposed very quickly. And this is why scalable businesses obsess over transferability. If success cannot transfer, it cannot scale properly. Want to know if your business has truly got a system? Ask yourself this. Could an average operator follow this successfully? McDonald's, let's talk about them. They became scalable because their systems are clear. Transferring was repeatable. Training was repeatable. Operations were standardized. Customer experience stayed consistent. The goal of systems is not perfection, it's predictability. And predictability creates scale. And businesses dependent on exceptional people struggle to replicate consistency across locations. The best businesses document their processes. They standardize training. They audit their customer experience. They build leadership frameworks so everyone can follow them. And they share those learnings across all locations, which in turn reduces dependency on individuals themselves. Most importantly, they study why their top performers succeed, not just what they do. That distinction matters massively, because usually it's their communication style, how they develop team culture, their accountability rhythm, their customer interaction quality. This drives performance more than flashy tactics, and this affects marketing massively, because inconsistent locations create inconsistent customer experiences, meaning reviews vary, retention varies, word of mouth varies, referral quality varies. One amazing location strengthens the brand, and one weak location damages it. Customers do not emotionally separate those two locations the way that us businesses do. To them, it's all one brand, meaning operational inconsistency becomes a marketing problem very quickly. So if your best location feels impossible to replicate, difficult to explain, heavily dependent on one person, you probably don't have a fully scalable system yet. What you've got is a standout performer. And while standout performers are incredible, businesses become truly scalable when success survives beyond the individual. And that is the real goal. So Here's the question I want every multi-location business to ask themselves, and please ask yourself this honestly. If your best manager left tomorrow, would performance stay consistent or would everything just fall apart? Because scalable businesses are not built around heroes. They're built around systems that make success repeatable. And if you'd like help building multi-location systems that improve consistency, customer experience, leadership alignment, and scalable growth, connect with me, Marissa Candy at The Marketing Factory, because one amazing location, that's impressive, but a network of consistently strong locations, that's where real business value is built. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.